everyone. It's Julie
and Savannah
with Chrisley Confessions. Yes, I have Savannah here with me today, and I am so glad that she was able to join me. So, Savannah, thank you for being here. And it's been a while since you've been on the podcast.
I know it has. Oh, gosh. There's been so much happening in life. I don't even know where to begin. But life's, you know, you kind of have to take it as it comes. And you just take it day by day. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yep. So, you know, we had a very deep podcast last week. I don't know if you've listened to it yet or not. I feel like it was very therapeutic. I feel like it was very therapeutic for me. And listen, we're not going to always have those podcasts, but I do feel like when God puts things on our heart that we are to share, that there's a reason that we have this platform. And, you know, I want you to share today, just kind of whether it's with a caller or whatever it may be, give your perspective on things, because I do feel like that you bring such a youthful perspective, but you're also an old soul. And I think that's the best combination when you can have the youthful perspective, but yet you're an old soul.
For sure. And I think just with everything that we've had go on and that we're dealing with right now, it's hard to live in the world that we live in, and which is so shocking to me, because I feel like as time goes on, people are just becoming more and more sensitive. And so how you're going to become more sensitive to your emotions, but less sensitive to other people's emotions, is mind-boggling to me, because I feel like that's what we've dealt with. That's what I've dealt with personally. The things that people have said since everything has gone down is just baffling. And too, there are so many people who are just not educated, don't have an opinion if you're not going to do your research. And that's the hardest part, is these tabloids are liars. They are. They're not going to print the truth. They're going to print whatever gets them a click. So whether that's talking about someone's sexuality or talking about their downfall or their misfortune, that's what they're going to talk about, because that's what does them well. But for us, it's not the truth. And so if you actually took your time to get to know someone, to get to know our truth, and to give us a chance, then maybe you would see it a little different. And so the hateful stuff that people leave, literally, it drives me up a wall. But I've also learned that for every negative comment, there's 12 positive ones. So I have to take the positive people and the support and go with that. And at the end of the day, we're bound and determined to win in life. It doesn't matter all the negative stuff that has happened. If we continue to do right, treat people right, and stand in our truth, then you win.
Right. And I think that goes for anyone listening to this podcast. You are speaking from a personal experience of what we're going through. But we said this last week, and I'm going to continue to reiterate it, that no matter what your sexual orientation is, no matter what your beliefs are, no matter what your political views are, we need to lift each other up. And our differences are what makes us so special. Our differences are what makes us interesting. I think your dad said, you know, I wouldn't want to be in a room, or I wouldn't want to be at a party, or be in any kind of circumstance where every single person views things the exact same way.
Exactly.
How boring is that?
It's so boring, because that's the issue, is that I feel like we're just becoming more divided. And it's, if you believe what I believe, then we can be friends or we can have conversations. And that's so, there's no growth in that. There's growth in surrounding yourself with 10 different people who have 10 different mindsets. That's what growth is, because you have the hard conversations. I mean, there are friends that I have that we vote differently. We believe differently. We may have different religious backgrounds, whatever it may be, but that doesn't mean you can't love someone. That doesn't mean you can't treat someone with respect and just common decency. And like I said, you learn a lot from hearing other people's perspective. I may not agree with it, but I can still understand why you may feel the way that you feel.
Right. And there's a lot of times, and I know I've had these times in my life where I'm like dead set that I don't believe the way this person believes, or I don't think the way this person thinks. And I have a conversation with them. And I can tell you that when I leave the conversation, if it's one of mutual respect, then it causes me to think.
Yes.
And I think that's what we need. That's where we need to get to, where we can truly think outside of our comfort zone. Because, you know, whether it's what you've been brought up to believe, because so many people believe the way that they believe because that's the way their parents believe, or that's the way their grandparents believe. And if you can, not that that's a bad thing or that that's a wrong thing, but I'm just saying to be able to truly listen to what someone has to say.
And listen to understand, not listen to respond.
Absolutely. That's a good one, Savannah.
Yeah.
Listen to understand, not listen just so that you can respond. I think that is a really good takeaway from today, that if we'll just stop and listen, it doesn't always require a response.
No. It can just help you to better understand someone. And too, even within your family, you know, Mom, I have different viewpoints on a lot of things that you and Dad may have different viewpoints on.
100%.
And it's just part of it. I feel like it's a generation thing. It's, you know, it would really be more Dad and I have we're so similar and then we're so different in ways. Because I feel like you and I believe in a lot of the same things.
Right.
Me and Dad, maybe not so much. That's just now happening, I think.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Well, but don't you think it's because you are maturing as a person?
Yes.
You are reading, you are taking in, you are listening to other people's perspectives. You are deciphering the truth from the BS that's out there.
Exactly.
And I think that has a lot to do with just growing up.
But you know, that's how your relationship with people grow, because you and I can have a conversation, or me and Dad have a conversation. We may view it differently, but like you said, if it's a conversation had with respect, then you leave it and you're like, okay, I see how they could feel this way or that way or whatever it may be. And so I think that's what it comes down to, is respect. And that's what we are lacking in today's society, is just respect for one another, despite what you have, what you believe, any of those things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100%. So let's go ahead. Let's take some callers today.
Well, first, forgot. So I actually am starting my own podcast, which I'm so excited for. And it's going to be very different from Mom and Dad's. I like to think that my podcast is going to be just completely unfiltered. And I will talk about all the hard things. I will have on guests. We will have a video component to it, which will be so fun. And we'll talk about everything from relationships to viewpoints on things. And I'm so excited because I may also out all the people that piss me off. So it'll be great. It'll be great.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be very different from Chrisley Confessions, but it's in the works now, so I'm hoping within the next few weeks, we will have it ready to go. Like I said, the video component is going to be so much fun, and I'm going to have a really fun, unique way for you guys to submit questions and be a big part of this podcast. So I can't wait. I'm so excited, and just don't piss me off or else you'll hear about it on my podcast.
Oh my gosh. Okay, folks. So you heard it here first. Yes. I am super excited for Savannah. Savannah has actually been wanting to do a podcast for a long time, and it just seems like that the timing is right for her right now. And Savannah has a lot to say, you know, and I think the thing that that will make Savannah's podcast, one of the things that will make it successful is what you just said. You're going to have people with different viewpoints, different upbringings, different perspectives on things, and where you can have some really good conversation.
For sure.
Because I feel like your generation especially, I feel like that's lacking.
It is. The depth is lacking, and having tough conversations, I don't believe there's any way to have a successful relationship, friendship, any of that, unless you have the tough conversations. And the hard part about it is people think that you can't, people are scared of having tough conversations because they're afraid they're going to lose that relationship in their life. And if you're afraid you're going to lose that relationship because you have a tough conversation, then that wasn't a relationship that was meant for you to begin with. So that's what I'm most excited about, is having the tough conversations, hearing different viewpoints, challenging each other. Even if we may disagree on topics, we challenge each other. We understand where each other's coming from. And we still leave that podcast loving each other, being friends with each other. And so I'm so excited for that. And I'm also excited for people to just see a different side of me and see who I truly am versus what 20 minutes of a TV shows that I am. And that's going to be really interesting, because I'm sick and tired of people saying, oh, you know, your life's so easy, this, that, and the other. Guess what? It hasn't been. So I've gone through stuff just like you have. And that's what I want people to understand, is that we all fight our battles. We all go through things, but you can grow from them. You can learn. You can have a successful life through all the messiness.
And you've had a lot of blessings in your life too.
100%, without a doubt. And it just goes to show that if you stay strong, you stay steadfast, you stay firm in your convictions, that it will all work out in the end. It's not going to be easy. You may just get beat down until you can't take it anymore, and then finally you get a break. So I'm just so excited to be able to share my story, my different viewpoints, introduce a bunch of my friends and different industries and what they do, whether they're athletes, musicians, you know, bloggers. I'm just so excited to have different viewpoints and just talk about, like I said, everything from relationships to work to being a woman in 2022 and kind of the things I'm encountering now with my real estate and trying to be a woman in that industry. And it's just, y'all, some of the stories I have that I'm going to tell you, you're going to be mind blown, literally mind blown. So it'll be a mixture between laughing, crying, heartfelt. I feel like you will feel all the emotions. And when you come to listen to my podcast, I just want you to be completely unfiltered, unlocked, and allow yourself to feel everything that we talk about that day. So I'm super excited.
And we will keep you guys updated as to exactly when this is going to happen. And so that you guys can listen and watch. And I'm going to listen and watch with bated breath and cringing probably, but you know what, this will be a learning and growth season for me, because I'm probably going to learn things about my child that I didn't know. And I'm probably going to be sitting there texting her saying, oh my gosh, why did you say that? Okay, let's face it. This summer is so hot. I don't even know that I remember it ever being this hot. And if the summer's melting your ice cubes, well, let's stay frosty where it counts in brand new Tommy John underwear. Because when you wear Tommy John's, you're that much cooler. And you can do everything better thanks to breathable, lightweight fabric with 4 times the stretch of competing brands. With dozens of comfort innovations, Tommy John's will keep you looking and feeling cool all season long, from lounging at home to summertime fun.
That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. With over 17 million pairs sold, people love their Tommy John underwear and loungewear. And I've said this many times, we in the Chrisley House absolutely love any and all things Tommy John. The boys love their underwear. I love their underwear. I love their loungewear. And I seem to be in that a lot these days. So I also love the fact that there is no risk because you're covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Celebrate the 4th of July in cooling comfort and shop TommyJohn.com/CC right now for 20% off your first order. Get 20% off right now at TommyJohn.com/CC. That's TommyJohn.com/CC. See site for details. Hiring. If that word doesn't get you excited to find your next favorite team member, you need the hiring partner that makes finding quality candidates easy. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, over 80% of your employers get quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed data. I love so many things about Indeed, but I love the fact that it makes hiring all in one place so much easier. And no other job site takes care of you like Indeed, because with Indeed, you only have to pay if an applicant meets your must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring partner, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to TalentNest 2019. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And Indeed's doing something no other job site has done. Now with Indeed, businesses only pay for quality applications matching the sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/CC to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
But also, too, everything that I talk about, I want there to be some sort of lesson in it. Now, I've already told the girl that I have helping me with my podcast, her name's Erin, she's the best. I've already told her, Erin, if I come in one day hot and heavy and like someone has made me mad, you have to stop me. Like you have to at least give me like a few days to sit on it. And then if I still want to talk about it, I'll talk about it. But I mean, you know, the one thing that I said, and we'll talk about, we're going to talk about gifts being given in relationships or just gifts being given in general. And then people have the nerve to ask for it back. So that's something we're going to talk about, because guess what? It was a gift. You ain't getting it back. So as my mother sits here like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're going to go into that. So just be prepared.
Okay. You know, before we get to some callers, I feel like I need to give my takeaway from my therapy session this week after that. You know, I had a really good therapy session this week. And one thing that I took away from this therapy session was to spend time with God every day and to do that in the morning, because so many times we want to just give God whatever's left over at the end of the day. When we lay down at night, we say our prayers. That's when God gets whatever's left over from us. And the Bible actually says to spend time with God first thing in the morning. So I encourage you, whether it's prayer, meditation, reading, do it in the morning. And I've made that commitment. So I had my therapy session a couple of days ago. So I've been doing this now for a couple of days. I'm going to continue to do it. I'm going to continue to do it so it becomes my norm. It becomes part of my routine every day. So I encourage you to, if you can, and make it a priority to spend time alone in the mornings, just to, whether it's
like I said, prayer, reading the Bible, book, meditation, just to have that time, because I feel like we get so bogged down with the rest of our day that, you know, God just gets whatever's left over. And, you know, so I did, that was my takeaway from this week. And I feel, really, really strongly about it. So that is that. So with that being said, let's take our first caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. My name is Shannon, and I'm calling from Nova Scotia, Canada. And my question, without prying really into your own personal experience, is I have had a very up and down relationship with my parents, and I'm just starting to rebuild a relationship with my mother, and it's really, I'm struggling because at times I feel like it would be really easy to jump right back into where we were before, but it's been years and we're not there yet. So I'm just wondering, like, how can I keep the relationship going in a healthy direction without it feeling really, really awkward? Because sometimes it feels like what we are doing is kind of superficial, like going out for lunch and like not really having a mom-daughter relationship, but I understand that we do need to rebuild on that. And I'm just wondering if you have any maybe, I don't know, suggestions or just tips for me where I can continue building the relationship without jumping right back into where we were before, because obviously where we were before didn't work. Anyway, I am always thinking of you and your family, and I want the best for everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Shannon from Canada. Thank you so much for your call. Okay, I think this is a perfect question for us to start with, because I can give you my perspective as a mother and Savannah can give you her perspective as a daughter. There's, you know, I feel like I don't know a lot about your situation. I don't know anything about your situation to know like where your relationship has been and has gone with your mom. But I can tell that it's obviously been strained and you obviously feel like it is very superficial. So as a mom, I can tell you that my children bring me my greatest joy in this life above my, other than my relationship with God and my husband. And I can tell you that relationships, no matter what kind of relationships they are, they're never easy. And any relationship that is worth having is worth fighting for. And, you know, Savannah and I have, I feel like we've had times when we didn't see things eye to eye and we maybe had some friction back and forth. But at the end of the day, she's my daughter. And the thoughts of not having a relationship with her are devastating to me. So I think there has to be boundaries. And as your children become adults, I think the relationship has to grow just like you grow and they grow. So I don't think you can have the same relationship with your child that you had when they were a toddler or when they were even a teenager. I think that when your children become adults, the relationship has to change and it has to evolve. I think you have to accept your child for who they are. You have to encourage them to be who they are. And then you have to, I've had this conversation many times with people that there are times when you have to meet someone where they are in a relationship. You cannot expect your mother to always change and she can't expect you to always change. Now, I believe change has to happen sometimes for relationships to be successful, But I don't think you get to dictate the timeline for which a person changes or for when a person sees things a certain way. I think you at times have to meet people where they are, and you have to grow with them in that relationship. And I'm hoping that, I know you said you feel like your relationship with your mom is superficial. It's a lunch here. It's, you know, a very surface conversation. And those things are okay if you're just trying to rebuild that. But I do think it's necessary that you have to have those hard conversations too. You have to have the self-worth to know what you want from a relationship and what you're willing to accept from a relationship. I had this conversation with someone one time, and I said, you know, if you want a relationship with your mother, you have to accept what she's able to give you at this point. And I think that's where people get off track, is they aren't willing or they're not able to accept what someone is able to give them at that moment. So I think you have to accept that. And then down the road, you have to be able to express what your needs are for that relationship. And that goes not just with a mother-daughter. I think that goes with any relationship. I think where we get in trouble is we expect people to change. We expect people to be where we are, and we expect people to feel the way that we feel. And we put so much credence in that. And a lot of times we are willing to give everything to someone who's not willing to give us anything.
And too, I think, you know, I've had someone say to me, and I didn't really agree with it at first, but it was, people don't change. And when I heard that, I'm like, that's not true. People can change. People do change. Like, if they want to change, they can change. And this person was like, no, people don't change. The things around them may change or circumstances may change, but people truly don't change. And I still don't know how I feel about it. It's still a very challenging thought, because I'd like to believe the best in people. But when you look at it, it is kind of true. You know, like, the things that are deep inside of you, they really don't change. Maybe the way you view things can, or things like that, but it's your circumstances and things around you that change. And it's, you know, coming from a child's perspective about having a relationship, like a good relationship with your parents, or I will say it's really hard, like, the older you get, because growing up, you do what you're told. You kind of learn how your parents learn. You believe how they believe. And then the older you get, your viewpoints may change or your opinions may change. And then you have this fear of, well, can I express how I feel? Because maybe if I do, they're going to get pissed off. They're not going to talk to me, this, that, and the other. So it is hard whenever you finally make that decision to take that leap forward and say, I'm going to stand firm in what I believe in. I want to have the hard conversations. And like I said, tough conversations, they're hard to have. That's why they're called tough conversations. But at the end of the day, you have to have them in order to have growth, because life is too short to have superficial relationships. And it's not a relationship if you're just telling someone what they want to hear. So I think you've got to have the hard conversations and go from there. You got to take it day by day and just give people some grace, whether that's your parents or a friend or whoever it may be, because we're all going through our own challenges. So I would say have the tough conversations and give people grace.
That's good. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name is Carly. I'm calling in from Connecticut. And my question for either of you is, a couple months ago, just started dating this new guy. I guess you could say we were friends for a handful of years prior. Things have been going good. we started running into a few issues. I just thought that that was normal, but now he suddenly kind of ghosted me, I guess you could say, stood me up. He was supposed to come back to my place last night. He never showed up. The responses I would get via text were very, don't really know what to make of them. I hate to see him go as a boyfriend, and I'd also hate to see him go as a friend prior, if he really ever was a friend. So any advice either of you could give me, that would be great. My dog Abby and I, we love you guys. And thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Hi, Carly and Abby. Thank you so much. Savannah, I'm going to let you take this one. Because, you know, it's been a long time since I dated.
It's hard. It's so hard, especially when you try to be the good person and you just get shit on. It's really hard. And it's hard to not take it on yourself and think, what have I done? How did I contribute to this? Somehow it's my fault. And I don't know how these men do it, but they can make you believe it's your fault when it's not. And that's the hard part. And you just cannot take it upon yourself. And it's hard as it is, because we all love to live in our comfort zone. So I know this person may be comfortable for you and you were friends and then you had a relationship, but you can't get comfortable in the dysfunction. And if you're already being treated with disrespect, it's not going to get any better. And if it is, it's going to take, in my opinion, some distance or you putting your foot down and respecting yourself enough to say, I know I want this so bad, but it's not good for me. Or this person doesn't treat me well. This person doesn't treat me as I deserve to be treated. And it's hard because, like I said, we all love our comfort. We don't like starting over. We don't like feeling like we've wasted time. But in the grand scheme of things, you really haven't wasted any time because you've learned something throughout this time. So all I can say is just have enough strength to walk away from being disrespected and not appreciated. And just know your self-worth, because no one else is ever going to show you what you're worth. It's just not going to happen. And girl, if he ghosted you, nope. I mean, I would slash some damn tires.
My gosh, that's a horrible thing to say. Gosh.
I'm kidding. But for real, I know it's hard, but you've got this. There is better out there. There's someone who is going to love and respect you and just show you and treat you how you deserve to be treated. So you've got this. We're praying for you.
Like most people, you've tried countless anti-aging skincare products claiming to erase wrinkles, lighten dark circles under eyes, brighten skin, and restore a more youthful appearance. No doubt you've been disappointed. Well, let me tell you that GenuCell's anti-aging skincare products actually work and have transformed my skin. GenuCell products rely on conclusive research, in-depth studies, and natural ingredients to create products that can truly help make your skin noticeably younger and more radiant. Using the purest ingredients like antioxidants, copper peptides, and a proprietary candula flower base, I've seen an incredible difference in my skin's texture and my problem areas. GenuCell's products are formulated by a pharmacist, are naturally effective, and are cruelty-free. I am absolutely loving their anti-aging moisturizing cream. It is so hard to keep my skin hydrated, but I have found with GenuCell, it's just not a problem anymore. I also love their dark spot corrector. I unfortunately inherited this from my mother, and GenuCell is helping in that so much. So give GenuCell a try today, and if you aren't happy with your results, get 100% of your money back. Start your skincare journey today with GenuCell's most popular package and get 20% off with code CHRISLEY. Go to genucel.com/chrisley for 20% off. That's genucel.com, code chrisley. Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? Well, it's a business scam out to get you. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. You know, I've actually taken the time to link my accounts, download the app, and you would not believe the amount of money that I saved. Subscriptions I forgot about or that I told the kids they could get and then didn't think anything else about it. Truebill has over 2 million users, and I'm one of them, and they have helped save us over $100 million. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at truebill.com/cc. Go right now to truebill.com/cc. It could save you thousands of year. That's truebill.com/cc.
Next caller, please.
Hi, John and Chris. Todd and Chrisley. Julie. Todd and Julie. My name's Carter. I'm from Hempstead, Texas. I'm 10 years old. I was gonna ask y'all what's y'all's favorite singer? And my favorite singer, I'm related to one, but I'm not related. But I like Cody Johnson. I like Sam Hunt. And Keith Whitley, and Elvis Presley. Thank y'all. Have a great day. Alexa. And God bless. Alexa, hang up.
Oh my gosh, Carter from Texas. Thank you so much for calling in.
You are the sweetest, like the sweetest person ever. I love it.
That is so sweet. And these are his favorite singers. Cody Johnson, Sam Hunt, Keith Whitley. I love that because Keith Whitley was around like in my day. And Elvis Presley. How sweet is that? Oh, you know what? I like all those singers that you mentioned. Savannah, who's your favorite singer right now?
Oh,
who are you loving right now?
You know, I do love me some Cody Johnson. We all do. But I also love... you know, Brett Eldridge's new album was really good. I loved that. And then Luke Combs. Like, we're a country family. Yeah. So, like, we love. And I love music that has meaning behind it. Like, Luke Combs' new album, I'm obsessed with. Because music's always kind of been where I've gone to find strength and peace and to just be myself, and it's always given me hope. So, and I feel like country music does a really good job with that. So,
and you know, I love all those that you mentioned too. I also love Ashley McBride. She's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. I do love the new Luke Combs. Grayson has been playing that on repeat, like repeat, repeat, repeat. So I love all those. So Carter, thank you so much for watching and listening. And we appreciate you so much. Have a wonderful summer. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. My name is Veronica. I am 24 years old. I am working and going to college. I just wanted to ask you guys, what is your advice for me, a college student who is working and, you know, trying to get her degree, how to stay positive when it comes to your, like, my future career? So, you know, I see a lot of people my age, they're already, you know, buying their own houses, their own apartments, and I'm like, I feel like I'm stuck. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's my question to you all. I love your show so much. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Hi, Veronica. I'm going to give you my perspective, and then I'm going to let Savannah give you hers, because you guys are actually the same age. She's 24 as well. So first of all, I think you have to stop comparing yourself. You have to stop comparing yourself to other people that saying, oh, they already know what their career is. They're already in their career. They're already buying a house. They're already getting married. They're already doing this. God has a plan for you. Your plan is unique to you. And just because you're seeing other people doing these things does not mean that's the path that you're supposed to be on. So what I would say to you, I would encourage you to continue doing what you're doing. You're working, you're going to school. Continue praying and listening to what God is saying to you, because He will show you the steps. It is just our job to slow down and to be mindful and to listen and truly look for the signs that He gives you. Because I do believe He will give you signs as to what you should be doing. But you cannot compare yourself to someone else, because that is such a slippery slope to go down. Because you start, and we're all guilty of this, Veronica, whether you are 24 or whether you're 49, my age, we compare ourselves. Well, I should be doing this. Well, my kids should be doing this. Well, I should be a better mother because I should be doing this. Or I could be a better wife if I was doing this, because this person's doing this or that person's doing it. Stop comparing yourself. And a lot of times, I think in just the age that we are in today of social media, we compare ourselves to an illusion. You're comparing yourself to what you're seeing on someone's social media that may not even be true. We're only putting the best of the best out there. Most people are only putting the highlight. They're only putting the 10 seconds of really, really good out there. And that's not life. Life is the hard stuff. Life is the ugly stuff. Life is the painful stuff. That's where you truly learn and grow and become the person that you're supposed to be. So I would tell you that, you know what, keep doing what you're doing, and but also be mindful and stop looking at other people and look at yourself. Truly invest in you, not in the few seconds that someone wants you to see on social media. Savannah?
I couldn't have said it better. I think it just comes down to, you know, you can't be blessed while you're out here counting other people's blessings. And all it's going to do is make you feel bad about yourself and what you don't have. And I'm guilty of that myself. And I've just learned that I only have control over myself, my actions. So I'm going to focus on that, and I'm going to stop counting other people's stuff, because the more energy I spend on doing that, the less I spend on actually contributing to my life in a positive manner.
So I hope that helps. Thank you so much. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Laura calling from Chattanooga, and I'm just super excited to be able to leave a voicemail for you guys. I just wanted to tell you how truly grateful I am, because during the pandemic, I lost my job, and I was a single mom, and it was just me and my 10-year-old son, and it was just a hard time for both of us, and we binge-watched your show every single day, and it really just gave us, put a smile on our face. And so I just want to thank you for that. I also want to say thank you for bringing to light things like mental illness, depression, addiction, and that type of thing. A few years ago, I dealt with addiction and went through a year-long discipleship program back in 2016. And so I'm just super grateful for the light that you bring to those areas. And I just wanted to say thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Hi, Laura from Chattanooga. Thank you so much for your kind words. I'm so glad that you and your son were able to find a little bit of comedy and relief during the COVID. And, you know, that was something that we all have had to deal with. And I feel blessed that we could bring just some smiles and just some positivity to what was such a difficult time for so many of us. Yes, we're going to continue on Chrisley Confessions to talk about the hard stuff, whether that is addiction, whether it's mental health, whether it's just the things that we're going through, because I feel like so many people, we're all in the same boat. Your boat just may be a different size, color, shape, and in a different location, but we're all in the same boat. We all have those hard things that we're having to navigate through. And yes, it's easy to sit and say what someone's going through or what someone's not going through, or how someone's battle is not as bad as yours. And, you know, how can they say they're going through something when they live in a house like they live in, or have a car like they have, or have children that, you know, whatever. But we all have our hard things, and it's not our job to judge your hard. It's not our job to minimize your hard, because just because it may not appear to be hard to us doesn't mean it's not hard to you. And I hope that's another takeaway from today, that we're not out here minimizing someone's hard, because we all have it. It just is maybe in a different shape, form, or fashion. But it doesn't mean it's any less traumatic or any less difficult just because it's wrapped in a prettier bow. A lot of people spend their whole life trying to keep their bow tied just perfectly. And that's a hard place to be in too. So even though their bow may be tied just perfectly, doesn't mean it's not completely raveling apart underneath. So that's what I encourage you to take from that. So thank you so much, Laura. Next caller, please.
Hi guys. This is Lauren from Indiana. And I was calling in today to ask a question about my 10-year-old. We recently started going to church, and he is not into it. He believes in God. He, like, will say stuff about God. He loves God. He's still, like, religious or Christian. But he just does not like to attend church. It's a fight every Sunday, and it trickles down onto my 7-year-old, and then he ends up saying he doesn't want to go because my older son's saying it. So I just wanted to get some advice on what I could do to get him to understand that he needs to go to church. It's important. I've tried to explain it to him multiple times. I could just take any advice that you have, please. Thank you.
Hi, Lauren. I'm from Indiana. You know, being a parent isn't easy, and making hard decisions is definitely not easy. And I understand you are putting, an emphasis on going to church. You know, I think you need to have a conversation with your 10-year-old and find out why he doesn't want to go. And, you know, there are so many churches out here. And, you know, the church that I like to visit is not the church that Savannah likes to go to. You know, it's not the church that my parents like to go to. So, you know, maybe it's finding a church that offers a really good children's program, a really good youth program, something that will spark his interest, because I do believe that, you know, as long as they're, you know, with people who are love God and are worshiping, you know, I do think sometimes every church is not for everybody. So, you know, I think there may be an underlying issue there that you can broach with your son and see, because yes, then the younger son's going to feed off that as well. So, you know, let me know how that goes, because, you know, I know that you want to, you know, be a good example for your son. But it's also, you know, being inside those four walls is not going to make you a Christian. It's not going to make you any better. Sometimes my best sermons and my best worship has not been inside the four walls of a church. So I think it's also, you need to be mindful of that as well, putting him in situations around other people. You know, and so many churches now have small groups that don't even necessarily meet in the church. So, you know, maybe that's an option. So best of luck with that. Thank you so much. Next caller, please.
Hi, my name is Rihanna. I'm from the great old state of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I just wanted to say that I've listened to your podcast since it first came out. I've always been a fan, even of the TV shows. I just wanted to put out there that I think your family is amazing. I'm a single mom of four kids, an 8-year-old, 6-year-old, 3-year-old, and a 5-month-old. I just want to say that any parent out there, whether you're single or you're in a relationship, don't forget to take time for yourself. I have a hard time remembering that as being a single mother of four. But I just wanted to say, if anybody ever feels like they're feeling down on themselves, reach out, get the help, and have a good day.
Hi, Rihanna. Thank you so much for being a faithful listener of Chrisley Confessions. Let me tell you something, sister. My hat is off to you. 8, 6, 3, and 5 months, and you're single mother. I mean, listen, you will be added to my prayer list every day, because that right there is something. I mean, and to hear you just say the things that you say, to be so level-headed, it's amazing. And yes, I do think you have to take time for yourself. And I think I know I have been guilty of this especially when my children were smaller. I felt like, oh my gosh, I have to be with them every waking moment. I cannot miss an appointment. I can't do this. I can't miss anything. And I actually think you become a better parent when you can have the balance, when you can have some time for yourself, have some time for your significant other. That will make you a better parent. I do believe that. So if you are afforded that luxury of having someone who will help you with your kids and just give you that minute or that few hours or that day, then that is a blessing. Because I think we carry, and I'm guilty of this, of having that mom guilt of not being good enough, not being able to give my kids, you know, everything. And I'm not talking about material things. But you cannot give everything you have, because if you do, you're left with nothing, and your children will then get nothing. So I think you have to have those times when you replenish yourself, when you recharge, whether that's by yourself, whether that's with your significant other. I think that is so, so important. And Rihanna, I'm so grateful that you brought that to our attention. And I hope, and it is my prayer, that you have the support that you need and the help so that you can do that as well. So best of luck, and thank you so much.
If you're looking for more control over your child's education, check out today's sponsor, K12.com. K12 helps you take charge with tuition-free online school that fits your life. Personalize your child's education to let them learn in their own ways, at their own pace, and using the tools and tech for their generation. Learning is flexible, interactive, and dare I say it, fun. At K12.com/podcast, you can explore curriculum and see success stories from some of the over 2 million families who've taken charge of their child's education. You too can help your child reach their full potential. Classes are taught by passionate, state-certified teachers, and your child has the chance to develop social skills through field trips, clubs, and activities. K-12 has been helping families take control of their child's education for over 20 years, and you can too. Take charge today at k12.com/podcasts.
So you guys know I have talked about Nutrafol forever. Savannah actually turned me on to it. And I can tell you, I could not be happier with the results. And like 30 million women who are impacted by weakened or thinning hair, I became one of them. And if you're among them too, know that you're not alone and there's a solution you can trust to deliver results. Thousands of women have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, with many users raving that the supplement not only transformed their hair, but restored their confidence too. Nutrafol offers two targeted formulas for women that are clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. Healthier hair growth takes time. You'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. More than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high-quality solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code CC to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is the best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CC.
I think we have time for one more caller.
Good morning, Chrisley. This is Shelby from Mississippi. First, I wanted to say thank you. We love your show and watching how y'all allow your faith to shine through and not be held back is so comforting, as there's so much negativity in everything these days. Me and my daughter love to watch your show together, and it's just really refreshing. But I do have a question. I know it's been repeatedly said, Todd specifically, that you always talk to your children every day and know where everyone is. And while this isn't my kid, it is my brother, and he is an addict, and has been gone and unheard from, for about 2.5 months now. And, we're kind of just at a place of not really knowing where to go next. We have reached out to the police, but it just feels like, you know, a lot of stuff is not being done. So is there any advice, or maybe outreaches or something, that we can look to next? I appreciate all the advice that you have to give. Thank you.
Hi, Shelby, from Mississippi. First of all, I want to say I am so, so sorry that you are having to live through this. And you know what? Unfortunately, we've been there. You know, we've had those times where, you know, in dealing with Kyle, that we didn't know where he was, or where, if he was alive, if he was getting, you know, if he was eating, if he was safe. And that is a very helpless feeling. But I can tell you, you know, to pursue whatever avenue as far as the law and stay within the law to do that. And, you know, there are times in your life when all you can do is pray. And I do believe that. And I have watched my husband just get down on his knees and say, there's nothing else I can do. The only thing I can do is pray. And as sometimes as helpless as you feel, you know, people have to get to a place where they will accept help and where they want help. You cannot want it for them. And, you know, I do know there are support groups for families that, you know, are dealing with addiction and mental health issues and alcohol issues. And, you know, a lot of churches offer that as well. So I would encourage you to find that. and know that you're not alone. There are so many people out here that face that every day, and that, you know, wonder where their kids are and wonder where their loved ones are and their siblings. But there are times in your life, and I can tell you that there are times in your life, whether it's dealing with that or dealing with someone else, dealing with something else, that the only thing you can do is give it to God, because it's bigger than us. It's bigger than what we can do. And you know, I've had those times, and I've had those times recently where, you know, I don't have a plan B, C, or D. But I do have a plan, and I do know that God can work everything out for the good. So I am praying that your brother comes home. I'm praying that he gets the help that he needs, and that you're able to rebuild your family. So Shelby, best of luck. So with that being said, Savannah, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
I will keep you guys updated on her podcast and when it is going to be released. So until next week, good luck. God bless. And again, the takeaway from today is we all have a hard, and just to be mindful of that, and to know that you don't know what someone's dealing with, but you can, if nothing else, you can be kind. So I hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and can't wait to talk again next week.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
Hey everyone, this is Heather Dubrow, and do I have some exciting news for you. We are launching a variety of new episodes that are going to have amazing special guests, some of my close friends, and so much more. It's going to be really fun, and we're going to get to hear from fans, new friends, and get an inside look of my world. We're really excited for you to listen and join in for Heather Dubrow's World on Podcast One. Episodes drop on Thursdays and Fridays. Tune in on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.